Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 308. Today is Saturday, September 3rd, 2022. Or if you're here in Aussie land, it is Sunday, the 4th of September, and it is Father's Day. So, yes, so it's a big day today. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is Niecy. Hi, good morning.
Hello, happy Aussie Father's Day.
Thank you. Yes, I may have slightly forgotten preparing.
Right.
It's okay. I've organized
Note
everything
sorted. Note me to
remind
you next year.
Yeah, might need to a couple weeks out, but completely forgot. For some reason, I thought it was next weekend. I don't know. Anyway, it is Father's Day here and to any other place that is celebrating, happy Father's Day to everyone in whatever role that you are with, looking after kids or adults or all that kind of thing. So, I have not seen my father yet today and, have got him something I think he'll be pretty happy about. And I did manage to, it's not the best cake I've made, but it'll do. did manage to get something sorted. So we will do.
Well, hey, you've tried.
Absolutely. So if you can't tell, I am not feeling well today. So apologies. I'm going to try to mute myself if I need to cough, etc. I think it is hay fever sinus. I am praying that is all it is and it is nothing more, but I certainly feel very crud. So apologies right out there, which means we're not going to do a long show because there's the body, between the body and Father's Day, I think that will be enough today. So yeah. Anyway, we're going to get straight into it. So welcome, chat room. Hi everyone. I know Fair is here, Tiber's here. Welcome, thank you for joining us. I don't think our birthday girl is here because I think she's probably asleep because the crazy
probably.
Hours, but let's throw out a big happy birthday to Chris. 21 again, Chris. And the rest is experience. Isn't that what they say? 21 plus experience.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe something like that. But anyway, we send all love to her. I hope she's had a pretty good day. So hopefully she's getting some decent sleep, which would be really nice. Anyway,
nice.
It would. I don't know what that's like, but anyway.
that makes two of us.
Maybe one day. Okay, so let's get straight into where Weeks and WoW. Niecy, what have you done?
Yes.
How's your week been?
It's been a week. It's been a week I wish would go away and never have to think about again.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get some bloodthirsty leveling in and
nice.
Got some work done on the warrior. So we got the warrior to level 55.
Mm-hmm.
Out there tooling around through Bastion, and also got some work done on the shaman. So shaman kind of sort of maybe hit 60. So they're
Yay.
My 11th bloodthirsty class to separate class to hit max level in that. So I've got one more to go.
Excellent. Hang on. Let me do it. Applause to you. Well done. That's awesome.
And awesome. So far I have a total between all 11 classes of 244,636 kills, not counting the warrior. I'm tired.
So just a couple.
Just a couple.
Just a couple of kills, yep, okay.
Yeah, just a few. Yeah. And I did get another level on my working man and realized mm-hmm. I did something dumb on them. Not that's going to flag me or anything, just I'm like, why am I not getting more ore and flowers when I'm mining and flower picking out there? Mm-hmm. And I thought Blizzard made a change, and I'm like trying to find this change documented. Could not find it anywhere, and I'm ripping my hair out. I'm like, why? And then I found out why this week I went to pick a flower and it was grayed out. And I'm like, I didn't get an achievement for maxing out Shadowlands flower picking. And then I was like, huh. So I opened my profession book and I was like, oh, I never trained Shadowlands flower picking or mining. So that's what the answer was to that. So I'm like, right, I'm the idiot. Excellent. So I went back and trained it, and then everything was back to normal. So that was my mess up. But you know, now we know if you forget to train that, you're not going to get the normal numbers. So go back and look. That was a lovely moment on stream for me. I'm like, yeah. All right.
Yep.
My screw up. That's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't be me if I didn't have those moments. And I did make a contest character.
Nice.
I didn't get the chance to play them much between my hand and being busy.
Yeah.
But they're just kind of kicking around slowly. They're on the list. Excellent. Hanging out.
Excellent. All right. What race did you end up going? I was going to say what class, and that's not what race. You weren't gnome? Okay.
Yeah, I went gnome.
Cool. Excellent. Very nice. Oh, well, that's really good. Congratulations on your shaman.
Yes.
You know, 11th Bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
11th.
Yeah, I think I, you know, hit my head at some point for doing that many, but...
So the kills that you've written down, 244,637. So is that all of them
combined,
with total kills from 1 to 60?
Yes, that's the total kills. That's the total kill number. I went with that number because at one point the kill trackers weren't tracking correctly.
Yep.
For the kills that give experience or honor. So that is the total kill number.
Wow. Okay. So if you divide that by 11, roughly, what's that about? If we divide it by 10, that's about 24,000 kills over 10 turns, like roughly. Correct?
Yeah,
if I've done my maths. So possibly about 22 kills per turn, give or take. I'm going to guess.
Give or take.
No. Okay.
It's hard to say because a couple of those characters have been around for a good amount of time and went through a couple expansions. Yeah. So, like, my paladins got the most kills out of everybody. They're sitting at, like, 40-some thousand.
Okay. All right.
So.
Gotcha.
And the ones made this expansion numbers. Are a lot less.
Yeah. They're impressive numbers. 244,000. Wow. Okay. So one to go, warrior to go. And how's that feeling? Like,
oh, the class. I want to be done. I'm getting itchy. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to not rush things with them. I'm hitting the slow wall right now of being level 55 and killing the 53 mobs, so the XP is definitely dropping. I'm still getting a little bit more on the troll because I'm getting the bonus racial for killing beasts. It's okay. Only a 20% bump, and I'll take anything I can get right now, but it is slowing down considerably at the moment, and I'm actually considering attempting the level 60 mobs next level. I'm not sure if I should.
Yeah.
It'll depend on what my health looks like compared to the level 60 moths.
Okay.
If I have enough of a pad there, then I'll try one. and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But I've not even really broken a sweat on the mobs that I'm killing now. I haven't had to eat a single thing since I came out there. I guess because of the mob that I'm killing, they don't do a whole lot of damage, and Victory Rush has been taking care of it.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll have to see how it goes. I definitely have to upgrade my gear next level before I attempt it. Okay. But I'm trying to keep myself from rushing, and that's the hard part right now.
Yeah. Fest says, those numbers totally boggle my mind. I was just, when I read that, Fair, I was thinking, I would be very curious to know how many flowers you've picked on your passages.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to think there's going to be a lot.
Well, would it be node pick or how many that you've gotten? Because it gives a multiple sometimes when you pick. So it would have to be nodes gathered, I guess.
Yeah. And
I wish they had that stat.
That would be an amazing stat. That would be
that's a useless stat I would like to see.
Yeah. That would be pretty. I'm sure that Fair would completely blow us out of the water with that.
Probably.
That kind of stats as well. So, and fishes, yeah. Fishing. Most definitely. So, Mrs. Rakuru, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. So, yeah. Well, again, congratulations. It's fantastic. One more to go. Really excited for you. Working Man is going well. And
yeah, Working Man's kind of keeping pace with the Warriors. So I've been leveling them kind of hand in hand. I did forget to update them this week. So when I was doing State of the Challenges, I'm like, where's my Working Man? And I was like, oops. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it does take a bit to remember.
I thought I did. The API must not have updated right, and I just saw that it found it, and I didn't check that the level had changed. I was like, okay, and I went off to go do something else because I had like 500 other things I had to get to.
Yeah, and I mean that's the thing. You kind of think, oh, I'll do it in a minute, and then it doesn't happen. So so I did the same thing, and I thought, oh, I didn't update my contest tune, but I noticed it's pushed through. So I was like, oh, okay. Yay, science code's working. Yay.
Yes.
That's good.
I did well.
Yeah, so I did. My week's been... Anyway. I did make a contest tune. I made a troll hunter. And she's level 16. I got... Oh, I didn't change that. I got her to level 16, which is real... I'm really happy with that because I didn't think I was going to get too much... a lot of playtime. At the moment, she's alive. My goal is just get to the end of the contest alive. That's what I'd like. So, you know, that would be really good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I chiffed off to Northrend. I decided I would do some stuff in Durotar, and then I took off to Northrend, and was really fantastic when you want to fly to Dalaran and you don't have enough gold. So, that was fun. So then I did the trek of going back to Ogrimmar, and take the, did I have the portal? I think I was able to take the portal at that stage. So I set my hurt.
That's one way to work around it.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to do the flight toys, and flight path toys. I thought, no, because normally I wouldn't. I thought, no, you know what, I'm going to try it without for this to see how it goes. And, I was just like, okay, I have got, like, one flight point.
Yeah, I just use the toy. I don't do much exploring on my bloodthirsties anyway, because I'll get myself into trouble. But, you know, so sometimes it's just easier to
I probably will end up doing it. But I just thought I'd give it a go and see. So Northrend has definitely been interesting. I managed to get over to Howling Fjord, and again, that zone's like, I'm just trying to be really picky choosy in what I'm doing. Some stuff, if my gut says don't do it, I don't do it. So
there's so much in Northrend I refused to do on an iron, like on a regular iron. I'm like traumatized. I don't even want to go there on a regular iron.
I just love, well, I was hoping I could get to Sholazar, because I thought if I can get to Sholazar, there's quite a few like the grindy quests, you know, go kill 30 of these beasts, or, that kind of thing. But she's too little to go there. The quest hasn't popped up to go there, and I thought, I'm not trying to track there, considering at the moment I don't have the flight path.
That helps to be able to fly out there. I know. I'm still in I'm still in Eastern Kingdoms. I think I'm in Wetlands at the moment, but I'm starting to get a little twitchy there.
Yeah.
But I'm almost, the level I'm at, I'm going to have to turn Krami time on soon if I want to stay.
Yeah.
And I might, and I don't normally do that on a challenger, but I might in this case.
Yeah. What pet are you going for with your hunter?
I have a bear.
You got a
bear?
Okay.
Yeah, I named her Iron Flowers because it was the only way I could get flowers, and then I named my bear Weed Eater.
Yeah. I like it. I started I got a raptor with the troll, I started, and I just changed it to a spider. You know, like the Black Widow spider in Howling Forge, where it's, I can't remember, it's kind of like above, there's an area above where those dungeons are.
Uh-huh.
There's some black with red, so it's kind of like the, to me, they're very much like redback spiders, which is an Australian thing that kill you, or try to. And so as soon as I saw them, I said, yeah, we're going spider. So I called the spider Itzy, whereas my raptor was called
Espresso. I was wondering
about
that name. I'm like, Itzy, that's not normally a Lena name.
I know, but it was like, you know, the Itzy Bitsy spider climbs up. So I decided I'd go Itzy, though I was tempted to call her Charlotte. So, but it, I thought Charlotte was a bit too, not me, so I went Itzy.
Yeah, I started out with a cat, but it just wasn't holding aggro well enough, and I was sad because I named it Pollinator, and I'm like, yeah, let's go, kitty. And then I just, it just wasn't doing it for me, and I'm like, no, I need a tenacity pet for how I play. I'm actually unspecced at the moment. I haven't taken a spec yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of just, you know, I'm just kind of dicking around, seeing how far I can get unspecced at this point, because Iron's not really my jam, so I'm just we're just kind of going slow and seeing what we can do. I have like three things I can do at the moment, so I'm just kind of like steady shot arcane steady, so
yeah. Well,
I'm just kind of letting the bear do all of it.
I think like when I hit level 10, specs came in. I can't remember, it's all a blur. There were like, there's nothing that pops up to say to go check for the specs, but when I was testing beta back in Shadowlands, it kept giving me a quest on this Alliance hunter that I was on. It's like, take the quest. And this time I had to go and hunt and be like,
Mine just keeps popping up now, like ever since level 10. It's kind of like the talent thing. You haven't chose a specialization. And I'm like, that's nice. Close the box.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the thing.
I didn't on purpose.
Yeah. Maybe that's the thing.
But
if you haven't done it, it pops up. Yeah. Weird. I don't know. It just seems,
unless it
to
only
be
triggers in Stormwind, maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't been to Stormwind yet, so that could be a thing.
Yeah.
I guess I'll find out when I go to turn on Krami time if I have time to play that character anymore.
Yeah. The other thing, I don't know if we've mentioned this or if anyone knew this, but when I was in Dalaran, being old, like Wrath Dalaran, I popped into the engineer place, you know, because they have the auction house. But mm-hmm. being that I was like, oh, I'll just have a look around, see if there's any, you know, what's going on. So I'm just looking and I'm like, it opened. I can do stuff. Okay, I can post my auctions from here. And I said to execute. I was like, when did they change this? I don't remember. I probably completely missed it. But I could use the Dalaran auction house that previously you had to be an engineer for. So, not sure when that change happened. It's probably been in a while, and I probably glossed over it.
Was being an auction house, being an engineer in auction house with the Legion one?
I don't remember, but I was very excited because I thought, okay, I don't have to go back to Ogrimmar. So I was in that point of, has there been a change? Was there no change? Did I just completely miss something because I'm not well and my brain's fuzzy? So,
yeah, I know Legion. I miss a lot when I'm on okay. the Bloodthirsties only, like, because I'm not normally doing other stuff that other people do. So, yeah. like, I'm kind of head in the sand. I'm like, ah, it doesn't pertain to me. And I just keep on going. And then later, I'm like, okay. wait, did I miss something?
Fair. Yeah. As I said, it's been ages since I'd paid attention to it. So maybe that's what it was. And I was like, huh, okay, sweet. I don't have to go back to Ogrimmar. So that was really good. So Legion is engineer only. Northrend is always available. Okay, cool. Oh, well, I mean, that was a very pleasant surprise because, you know, I thought I was having to go back. And I thought, no, let's just run around. And I was just running around Dalaran, you know, like revisiting, going, oh, yeah, that's over there. And then I was trying to see if they had any better bows and all of that. So, but yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Half the reason I vendor myself is that I don't want to schlep all the way back to auction house.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I'm just too damn lazy.
Yeah, well, understandable. Sometimes it's just easier.
It's just not worth it for me, and I'm just like, it's not gonna sell anyway. I'm just gonna vendor.
So, yeah, so I got, so the contest tuned, she's, as I said, she's still alive, so that's good. So that's all right.
I didn't get that.
Siri decided to talk to me. Thank you. I don't need that. Okay, and the other thing that I did last night, was I did pop into beta, and I wanted to make mention, because they've reset everything. So
yes, obviously
all the tunes I had, all gone. So I ended up making another, director, and I took me 13 minutes to sort out her look. Thought that was pretty good. Cause I think the very first
time. Much better than me. I was fighting with it because of something I noticed, between the two different AI or UI options, excuse me. Where if you're in classic mode and you touched action bar 4 or 5, the quest log slid underneath of it and then it wouldn't slide back out. The text was under the bars. And I'm like, that's real helpful.
Yeah.
But if I went into the modern setting and I tried not to touch those bars too much, it stayed bumped out. And I'm like, Blizzard. So I was kind of mad, and I gave some feedback, and it took me like an hour of fighting with stuff to get it how I could tolerate it, and then giving them my feedback, and then, you know, just being mad and sitting there staring at the screen.
Yeah.
But,
well, this was me just a little bit of creating my look. This was not even me in game yet. I took 13 minutes to sort out her look.
Yeah,
and
so
then
much
when faster. I got into game, then yeah, it took me a bit. I kind of went default for a bit and then played around. So, it's, yeah. Anyway, I was like, yeah, this is good. And I was doing some stuff and I was level 60 and I was in Ogrimmar and I was like, oh, this isn't how I started last time. And I thought, oh, I'll just go with it. And then I was doing some stuff. I was checking stuff out and there was some weird quest stuff. And then I saw some lore stuff that I went, no. Nope. Don't want to see that. So I logged out and then I tried to make another one because I'm like, this isn't right. I'm supposed to be level 58. And I realized what I did. I made it on the wrong thing. So then I deleted her, made another one, and we were level 58. And I could do that starting bit again. So, but yeah, so we're going to have some thoughts coming up in the next probably couple weeks about beta and how things are going and have a discussion about that. So again, you know, if you're doing beta and want to do some testing, let us know. We can add you to the Google Docs and all that kind of stuff.
We're going to put more invites out every week. So every Tuesday on Reset, make sure you guys are checking your launcher.
Yeah,
exactly. People weren't getting emails. It was just showing up. Just click the little menu thing above play where it shows you your version of WoW and it'll be in there if you have access.
Exactly. And if you haven't, I think you have to you have to opt in for beta on the Dragonflight website, Blizzard Dragonflight. So if you want to do that, you know, go for it. And if you want to do some testing stuff and make some notes and let us know, and we can add you to the bits and pieces that we've got. So but yeah, it'll be interesting. So we'll see how it goes from there. Okay, let's get on to this one. Where are we?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right, being that we are in September, the start of September, it's that time again. Dark Moon Fair will start, well, for me this afternoon, which is exciting. For you guys, tomorrow morning. it will run until September 10th. Also, Harvest Festival starts on Tuesday, September 6th. So, Nisi, you said you're gonna do a...
Yeah, I gotta remember. I gotta write myself a note.
Yeah, so, you know, again, if you want to do Harvest Festival, we've got Drewmaster. I was gonna say Drewmaster.
That's a new title.
Oh, what is it? Completely gone.
Brewfest.
That's it. I was combining brew something. Yeah, Brewfest is coming, which is, you know,
I think that's on the
20th. Which is exciting. But Dark Moon Fair obviously is good for those challenge tunes. Does help if you've had to start over and want to get a little bit of gold. Don't forget to, you know, pop down, get your tickets and do that with the storage box. So always good. So Dragonflight beta, as we said, let us know if you get in and it's, you know, want to put some thoughts and what you find with testing stuff for the challenges. It's anything is helpful. We appreciate it. If you want to, please reach out to us and we can go from there. And also congratulations to Nisi, Tidal Soul, your shaman, our 14th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Champion, your 11th. Yes. Which is amazing. So again, congratulations.
Insanity is what it is.
Insanity, but you know, that's not a bad trait for doing challenge too.
At least I'm a heartless insanity.
Exactly. So again, congratulations. That's amazing. And one to go, which is very exciting. Very exciting.
5 weeks to go.
Yes. All
Not
right.
that I'm counting or anything.
No, not much. Just, not down to the seconds anyway. All right.
No.
Let's have a look at, we've still got our contest, Make Your Mark, which is our Iron Man Hunter contest, which is, this is, so we're 1 week down. We've got 1 week to go. It's certainly been very interesting. So having a look at the website, we have got, let's have a look. So from 10 to 1 at the moment, we have got Wreckit at level 10. We've got Mulu at 10. Hunter's Munter? Hunter Smunter? Hunter Smunter. Oh, okay, got it. Hunter Smunter is 16. Iron Leiter, that's me, is 16. Nusnaka at 25. Fair Gleam? Gleam. Is it Gleam or
I
Glen?
think it's Glean.
Gleen. Gleam? Okay. At 25. Wonder who that is, fair. Iron Flowers at 27. Well done, you see. Hunters at 28. Hunterux at 31 and Zayadeian at 45. You were just saying I hadn't realized apparently as he lost his 54 about and what
Yeah,
an
like
hour or
maybe
so.
like 15, 20, well, not even that long. With just after the report ran, for State of the Challenges,
Yeah.
approximately, or he didn't
So
hit update before it ran or something. So I was like,
he never
oh,
does.
okay.
He never does. So
No, he doesn't.
commiserations, as he has been our highest so far at 54, as far as I can see. Looking at the races, let's have a look. We have got five. We've had five, a total five Night Elf, four Tauren, two Draenei, two Gnome, two Undead, one Orc, one Blood Elf, and one Troll. So certainly a great, like a big mix,
Yeah.
which is fantastic to see. And we've had a total of 18, which is good. So well done. Looking at the stats on the page is quite intriguing, but it's a week to go. Anything can happen, as we know. So it's until it ends, or until someone, I guess, well, until it ends,
We've
but
seen some stuff like right down to the last half hour go down.
yes.
So, keep
Yes.
trying, guys. I mean,
In
it's still wide
previous,
open.
yeah. Mrs. Rakuru says three of the dead are mine. That's okay, Mrs. Rakuru. You're on your fourth. That's amazing. True dedication right there. So thank you. I hope you're having some fun with it. We like to hear the adventures, which is great. But thank you guys for participating. And hopefully you're having a little bit of fun, but obviously commiserations to those that we've lost on that journey for the contest so far. But still got a week to go, so we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how everything goes. All right, state of the challenges. Let's have a look though at how this week has been overall for all of the challenges. Nisi, Irons, what have we got?
All right, so irons look like they had a little bit of a mixed week here. So 10th, we have Hunta Bunta at 32, RIP. 9th, we have Pillow Fight at 36, lost to the Nether. 8th, we have Rocket 38, but RIP.
Oh, wow.
7th, we have Awkwardly, Ark Wardly. Thank you
Yep.
for these hard pronunciations today. They are 42. Sixth is Zaya Diane at 45. Fifth, we have Boop de Flu, 45, lost to the Never.
I do like that name, fourth, though.
Yeah, that is a cute name. Fourth is There Is No Die at 46. Third, we have Menda City at 53. Second was Xylin, 54, but as per Azzy, RIP.
Mm-hmm.
And first this week, Iron Gru at 56.
Wow, that's been a rough week for the Irons.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes, but, you know, it's... I do like some of those names. Honestly, you guys, really good. There's some great names overall. Alright, let's have a look at the Bloods. We had six Bloods this week. At six, we've got Het Beck at level 10. Five is Crop at 14. Four is Crap at 30.
I'm wondering if that's the same player.
I'm guessing probably.
I hope so.
I hope so too. I guess if we have a look at the server to see if they're the same server. Alright, number three is Zaya Bingra at 53. Second is Troll Your Soul at 55. And of course, number one for this week was Tidal Soul, hitting level 60, becoming our 14th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Champion. Alright, well done. Actually, that's all the Bloods. No deaths on that list. Fantastic.
They had a good week.
Yeah. Alright.
So for pacifists this week, we've got four. So fourth place is in another language I can't pronounce, but Google Translate says pacifist Sergey at level 20.
Mm-hmm.
Third, Faircello at 40. Mm-hmm. Second this week, Peaceable at 43. And first this week, Never Died Passy at 59.
Wow.
Tins, we've got one this week, Will Rock at level 13. And then for greens this week, we have seven. Seventh is Meanie Beans at level 10. They were flagged for not enough kills, but that is a flag you can flip.
Yep.
If as long as it's yellow. If you get a red flag for kills, you can't flip it. So you could have kept going, but it looks like they deleted and... or possibly deleted and then re-rolled, and then there was another Meanie Beans at 18 that was lost to the Nether. So I don't know what's going on there. Something happened. Mm-hmm. Fifth, Gren Green at 31. Fourth, Green Pew at 31. Two 31s there. Third, Maidenless at 33. Second, Niazu at 40. And first for the greens this week, Big Beans. I'm guessing they're related. Level 53.
Nice. All right. And Working Man, we have got two this week. We have got Skull Flare at level 12, but RIP. And number one is Tinker at 31. All right, guys. It's been a rough week on the whole. But again, well done. Good leveling, commiserations, but you know, it's so good to see so many people doing many of the different challenges as well as the contest. So go and have some fun with it, guys. So thank you. All right, where's our little goblin bumper? Let's have a look. This one.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat.
Okay. Thanks, Swords. Nisi, you've got a joke. What have you got?
Yes. So, did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Mm-mm. I heard the food was good, but it had no atmosphere.
Of course, I was wondering where that was going. Good one. Nice. I had to pick a dad joke, so I just picked the one that seemed... so appropriate. I have got, what do you call a dad who falls through the ice? A popsicle. All right, Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Why don't keyboards sleep much? Because they have two shifts. I need to get... Aww. You know what I need? I need one of those... Bump, bump. What is it? Rah, rah, rah. I need to get one of those sounds.
I feel that in my soul, Tiber.
That's... very very similar to a very dad joke. I do like it though. It's very good. Thank you, Tiber. Thank you. We do appreciate that. I've known some guys who become popsicles. Well, falling through the ice would not be very good. Totally, you know. Totally understand that. Alright, we did have a question from Discord. Nisi, what have we got?
Alright, so from Breadstick Thief in the Discord, question, it's been a while since I've done this, but figured why not, and was double-checking rules. Are specs allowed, just no talents, or did I read that wrong? So Zaya took this one and responded with, yes, specs are allowed, talents are not. Specs were forced on us by Blizzard, I believe during Legion, and we had to allow them. They are not forced anymore at this point, but older champions have been forced, had one forced on them, so it's just easier for the coding to just allow it across the board.
Yeah, because otherwise you're grandfathering stuff in, making
and then it gets two or three messy. Separate
codes. Yeah, we don't need poor Zaya having, you know, we don't need that. We don't need any of our code wardens to have that kind of stress. So, you know,
there's enough grandfathered stuff in there right now as it is. We don't need to add more.
Exactly.
Unnecessarily.
Exactly. So if you want to play without a spec on your tune, you're more than welcome. Just please remember, not only look up the rules for the challenge that you're going to do, but there is an FAQ. Zaya's moved the FAQ into, I think, a big tab, or it is in its own tab up the top of the website. You can go and have a look. There are some extra bits and pieces, a lot of questions, you know, like most common questions people can answer, ask. Okay, I think we need to wrap this up. My brain.
We're getting there.
Don't forget to check the FAQ, because a lot of times people will find that the answers to your question might very well be there as well. But again, we have many places you can reach us if you're not sure. And like anything, I think we would all agree, if you really aren't sure, you can't find the answer to what you're looking for, then ask. There's nothing worse than thinking you're doing the right thing, and then down the track you're like, no, I flagged my tune. I've done something that I shouldn't have done because I thought I was doing it right. So, if in doubt, ask. Absolutely. So thank you for, and welcome back, Breadstick Thief. I'm sure there's a story behind that. There has to be a story.
Like there should be.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, let's go back and have a quick look in the chat room, see what we've got. Mrs. Rockguru, is there a dungeon in the Evoker starting area, as with the new starting zone from Shadowlands? Honestly, have no idea. I haven't got that far.
Yeah, I don't know either. I got through part of it. I got out of the crash, and then learning one of the racial abilities was not working for me. It was making me feel not well. So Russell's going to take a look at that for me, and he's going to report back to us after he's gone through the whole starting zone.
I'm sure there'll be answers soon.
I doubt there will be.
I haven't
played like a hero class. That's why you can only have one, like Demon Hunter. You can only have one to start out with before they relaxed it. So I doubt it.
Yeah,
Shadowlands was like a special exception for training people that just didn't want to do the normal starting zone. that was a special starting zone that had the dungeon at the end of it.
We'll see. But again, I've not been paying attention. I've just been trying to do combat stuff and looking at, you know, like looking at spells and working that out. So we'll see how we go. What else we've got? Learning other zones and what quests are good to do. That's from Dying. Yeah, I mean, sometimes that is a good thing to do, Mrs. Rock Guru, is, you know, when you die and start, you know, try different zones. Sometimes that's not a bad idea. I find that. Sometimes I'm like, and again, just being picky choosy with what you're doing. If my gut says, don't do this, 99% of the time, if I go ahead and do that, even though my gut is saying no, I'm going to end up dead. It always happens. So
I've actually thrown more caution to the wind on this Iron Hunter than I have on anyone else. Nice. I almost got myself killed because I did a quest I don't normally do. Mm. And I was like, I really shouldn't do this. I'm like, oh, it's fine. I've got the pet. Stop being such a baby. And so I sent the pet in, and then the pet died because I couldn't get the heal on it quick enough. And yeah. Then it started to come for me. And I'm like, why did I do this? Why did I do this? And I'm like trying to drop some traps or stuff, and then the thing had like 5% health left, and I'm like, no, I'm not feigning death on this, I'm not redoing this quest. So then I turned around and like popped it a couple more times and managed to get out of it and kill it, but I'm like, you know, nice. This is why I don't do this quest.
Okay, so you know, the play like Nisi and throw caution and rin and just like go for it, or you know, over here later's like, yeah, no.
It kills me because normally I'm scared of my own shadow on my challengers lately, and I'm just like, it's like, if I die, I die.
It's nice to do something different sometimes, though. Throw, like you said, throw caution to win. Every now and again, I do it, but like if my gut is like adamant, like So, see how it goes. Also, if you're off doing screenshots and taking screenshots for your challenge stream, don't forget we've got see the wonderful big background, not behind, right behind me at the moment. I can't wait to have a nice dragon flight one. I'm excited for that. But the big picture for the show, if you've got some really cool screenshots that you take on your challenge stream, again, send them in, please. Because I can add to it. I've only got like 37 so far. I can add more in. And it's nice to have different colors, different backgrounds. See, you know, so if you're taking screenshots of your tunes, please send them to me, podcast@wildchallenges.com. And, you know, I'm happy to add them in. Just try and not have too much name plates and stuff like that in. If it's really not usable, but I can normally resize. So just let me know if you've got some screenshots, please send them in. We're happy to have more for the big background of the show. Okay, I think that's about it. So before I start coughing, our Iron Elites, can you do that, yes, please?
Yes. We would like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. They help keep this thing going. If you would like to be an Iron Elite supporter yourself, you can find out more about how to do that on our website. So we would like to thank Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, me, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, and Zaya.
Thank you so much, guys, for the support in over at Patreon, over at just here on Twitch, you know, all the things. We do greatly appreciate it, so thank you. Also to the wonderful bunch of mods that we have, thank you for keeping things sorted while I deal with life and work and being sick and all those things. So huge thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. I cannot do this stuff without you guys, so thank you. And to our code wardens, Zaya, Rod, I know he's been back. He was away, he's back. So I think he's not been well, so get well as well. But thank you guys for all your hard work, your continual work with making the code and sorting all that. We do appreciate that very much. Thanks guys for hanging out with us today. Do appreciate it. Sorry it's a bit of a short-ish words are hard. It is
short
a bit
for us.
Of a short-ish show, exactly. So thank you. Apologies, as I said, I'm not well, and we're just gonna keep it short. So I will be back next week, Saturday, September 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Chris will be back next week. It will be the end of the contest as well, so we'll have the contest results. We will see.
Yes, make sure you winning. Guys logged out a few minutes before 7 and yes. updated your characters manually to make sure they're the correct level. You have to do that yes. before 7 p.m.
Exactly.
Eastern.
Exactly. Not after. The report will be running at that time, and that's what we're going off. So, and again, whoever hits 60 or is coming first, we'll get 2 months worth of game time. Everyone from 2 to 10 will go in the draw for a, we're going to give away 2 pets. But depending on where you are, you know, if you come 10, you'll only have 1 like ticket into the random draw. 9th will have 2, etc. Anyway, Chris is gonna sort that. She knows what she's doing. I'll leave that up to her. So Chris will be back next week. Don't forget, if you haven't, send her a happy birthday. It's still her birthday. So please jump on Discord, Twitter, all the things. Send her a big happy birthday, even though she'll be asleep and she can wake up to birthday. Wake up to birthday messages, which is always a nice surprise. Okay, Nisi. Thank you for joining me, hanging out with
You're
me,
welcome.
Doing this. Please tell everyone where they can find you.
All right, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord, Nisi, hashtag 4863. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube as NisiVGN. And I do have an Etsy shop that is Nisi Paints.
Nice. Fantastic. We will have all the bits and pieces there. Pretty much like Nisi BGN, like, or Nisi, I'm
pretty sure.
Much. Yeah, exactly. Which is, I think, kind of the same. For me, if you want to find me, it's like Leta WoW, Leta, LWETA is the spelling. Don't forget about that. Check out the website, which is wowchallenges.com. All the information. I've got a nice big banner for the contest. Click on that. That'll take you to the contest page. And you can certainly still partake in that. We've got 1 week, just under a week to go now. So good luck, everyone. You will also find our information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels are all there. You can listen to us, download via the Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And again, if you want to contact, whether you've got questions, just want contact about if you want to do some testing for the beta, etc. You got a joke, you got a pun, anything at all, please send me an email, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. Yeah. Okay. I think I've covered everything. The last lot of thank yous I want to say is to Mr. Bright 01 for his fabulous intro. We do love that. Pay recognition to him every week because we love that so much. Russ did an amazing job. So if you want to find where he is, you can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro again. And also other things like doing the banner for the contest over there. You know, it's extremely helpful. I do appreciate his help. So big shout out to him as well. So thank you for that. We have many talented people in our community. We're very, very lucky to have so many talented people, so thank you. Thanks chat room for hanging out. Please just have a great week. Please have a great week. Hope you all stay safe with your challenge tunes. Nisi, good luck this week with your leveling. Thank you for joining me.
No problem, anytime.
And we will be back next week with the end of the contest. So good luck everybody. All right. We will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.